freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number for you to get interactive with us. It's Ian here with you.
Oh, it's funny. That's really funny. And Manwich.
You can talk about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231, and don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Check out the archives. You can download the last 6 days of archives on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
They're available for you. They're labeled in one-hour increments,
that's
so
right.
You'll even know what you're downloading.
Exactly. You can target the show that you want,
right.
The hour that you want.
You can download them in MP3 format and burn them to a disk. You can play them on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't
throw them on your MP3 player.
You can put them on your MP3 player.
You can join the podcasting revolution.
Now, if you download an MP3 from the internet and burn it onto a disc and play it on your car, most stereos and cars play MP3s now.
Most of them manufactured
the
in the last 5 or 6 years, I would say.
Now, would you then be podcasting? Are we podcasting to you at that point? Are you
podcasting is, I don't know if I want to get into this. It's a medium for delivering digital content. That's it.
Okay.
It just sends it to your computer on an automatic basis, and if you want to look into it, you're welcome to do it. But we're doing it now, and we're the number 2 podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com right now. It's a vicious competition for first place there. And we could use your vote. So if you're on the internet right now, hop on over to freetalklive.com, look right above the archive section, and you'll see a little link that says Vote for FTL. Just click that, fill out that form, maybe take you 30 seconds, and it would really help us out. Anyway, you can, again, take control of this program. We were talking about taxes last hour, and I mentioned that one of the prominent, I would guess, most prominent tax activists, tax freedom activists, his name is Larkin Rose.
Okay.
He's been indicted, finally.
Mm.
And it's exactly what he wanted, apparently.
He
wanted a good indicting. As a matter of fact, Larkin Rose happens to be a Free State Project member, as we are.
Yes.
I don't know the guy personally, but we're all members of the Free State Project.
Well, we're going to move to New Hampshire with him. We'll be his state mate shortly.
Well, if he's not in prison. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or get on their website at freestateproject.org. Again, that's 1-888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org. So, back to Larkin Rose.
Now, does the state know that, the state that's prosecuting him know that, in fact, he has a contract and he has to move to New Hampshire within 5 years?
It's not a contract. It's just an agreement.
No, it's an agreement to move to New Hampshire within 5 years after the...
I have no idea if they know that. Are you asking if the IRS knows that? I don't know.
The guy has to adhere to that. So, I mean, if the state imprisoned him, they would be interfering.
Violating his contract? Yeah. I don't think the state cares.
Probably not.
For years, Larkin Rose has chosen not to pay federal income taxes and challenged the government to do something about it. His website even includes a letter that starts, "Dear federal government, please prosecute me." Well, that wish has finally been granted. Larkin Rose and his wife, Tessa David Rose, were indicted last week by the U.S. Attorney's Office for failing to file income tax returns over a 5-year period. If convicted, they face up to 5 years in prison and a fine of $125,000. Rose, age 36, said this week that he was excited about a trial because it could give him the chance to expose the federal income tax system as the largest fraud in history, according to him. According to him, we're ready for it. Of course, it's a source of stress any time you have a superpower wanting to put you in a cage, but we've known for years that they weren't going to take kindly to us. The Roses are the latest local residents to run afoul of law enforcement for their beliefs that the federal income tax doesn't apply to most citizens. As Mike, who called in last hour, was explaining, the allegation that Larkin Rose... I mean, there's all kinds of different people purporting tax freedom ideas and concepts. Some people call them scams. But from what I've seen of this 861 concept, it looks pretty legitimate. And in this... In his presentation, I think the website's 861.info, they've got a little flash presentation. I say little, it's actually fairly extensive. Flash presentation that outlines all of the law that applies here, and in this case, doesn't apply. And the claim is that according to Section 861, they define those people who can be taxed with the income tax. And according to these people, according to Larkin Rose and his supporters, that means that you can't be, 861 says you can't be subject to the income tax if you're only dealing in this country. If you've got business dealings that are only in the United States, you're exempt from the income tax, and you're paying it voluntarily. If you've got business dealings that are somewhere outside of the United States, you know, if you're trading with another country or someone else elsewhere, or if somebody just buys your products, I guess, from outside of the United States, then that falls under the jurisdiction of the income tax. That's the claim they're making, and it's very interesting to look it over.
Well,
anyway,
good luck to him. I'm glad it's not me.
Yeah, exactly. So only arguments against the federal income tax have become more prominent in recent years, with opponents of the system offering a number of reasons why the tax is unconstitutional or should only be narrowly applied. Now, one of the things that we're going to try to be doing, or one of the things that we, I think, plan on doing when we get to New Hampshire, is somehow creating a law in New Hampshire that exempts everybody from the income tax. And I think it can be done. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. And you, I wasn't listening to the whole hour, but you reported, that Larkin Rose is moving up here?
Well, if he's not in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Because he just got indicted.
Yes, well, he is a free stater now, and he is planning to move to New Hampshire. And,
exactly. Assuming he survives his court proceedings.
Right. That's who knows. But I think it's a wonderful thing to have him, you know, in the movement and planning to move up here. He'll be a real benefit to New Hampshire.
He's absolutely. I don't know the guy personally. I have very little information about him, but just from his statements in this article when he's being indicted, he is really a patriot. I mean, he is a stand-up kind of a guy. I mean, unlike you, man, which you're going to just keep on paying your income taxes, and I probably will too.
You're damn right I'm going to pay my income taxes. People go to prison for that stuff, and you know what happens to little guys in prison?
Well,
like
what I'm telling you is what makes this guy such a hero is he's willing to go to prison. He stood up to them and said, go ahead, prosecute me. So this is what he wants. He wants them to take him to court so he can try to have his way with them, or at least give it a shot.
You know, I think Admiral Byrd's a hero, too, but I'm not going to the South Pole to prove that I'm as good as he is.
All right, Dave, what's on your mind?
Well, also there's Ed Brown, the U.S. Constitution Rangers. They're based here in New Hampshire, at least his headquarters in New Hampshire, and he runs the whole thing nationwide. And he just got raided, I guess, 2 months ago by the, I think it was the IRS. And they had apparently he said they had a sniper up on the hilltop and 28 agents roaming through his offices. So he held them down pretty well. I mean, the way I look at it, almost anybody that triggers that kind of a response and hasn't used any kind of violence or threat is a hero in my mind.
Yeah, absolutely. What's he doing now? Is he in jail?
No, he's fine. I went to one of his meetings about a week ago. It was really fun. I'd heard of the U.S. Constitution Rangers before, but I didn't know that much about them. I just heard about them because he got raided, you know, which is another indicator. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
No doubt about it.
If the government's after you, then everyone else is finding out about you, too.
That's a great point.
You know, who's really the heroes here? The wives for putting up with this crap. Because this Martha David Larkin, she got pulled in on this indictment, too. And she probably doesn't feel as strongly about it as her husband.
Well,
you know?
I don't know. You have to feel pretty strongly about it to stand by your man in that case.
Well, I'm saying that these are good women because they probably don't feel as strongly about it. It seems like men carry the torch of these freedom issues much more.
It does seem
readily
that way, doesn't
than,
it?
Women do.
Why do you think that is?
I have no answer.
Dave, you have an answer for that? Why are men behind the freedom initiatives more so than women, or does it just seem that way?
I don't have an answer for that.
Because there are plenty of women in the freedom movement. I mean, there are a lot of them.
Plenty. There is a deficit of women. There's only 30% women in the freedom movement and 70% males.
Oh, well, 37. That's not that bad. 30%. I think it has something to do with their nurturing nature. They want to be protected, and so maybe they just think that the government's going to protect them. Maybe that's a factor. Dave, you know what? I know you've got a New Hampshire update, and we've been avoiding it. So hang on, okay?
Okay, thanks.
1-800-259-9231. We're getting a New Hampshire sit rep coming up. Is that what they call it? Sit rep? Situation sit rep. Report? That's the military term for it. Anyway, we'll find out what sort of freedom initiatives or freedom attacks or attacks on freedom are going on in New Hampshire because, well, we're interested, and hopefully you are too. This is your show. Otherwise, you can interrupt us and take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
You're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show and bring up anything. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the Shrine of Female Listeners there. Dozens of ladies have sent their pictures in to be part of the Shrine because they're proud to listen to Free Talk Live, and we're proud to have them as listeners, so we want to show them off. And that's the point of the Shrine at freetalklive.com. But let's go back to the phones, back to the fun. This is a show about your calls. So let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Well, like I said, I have a piece of New Hampshire news to report, which I am very proud of, but which all of our bureaucrats are not very proud of.
Okay.
And that is...
We like good news, Dave.
Right. It appears New Hampshire has been found to have the highest instance of marijuana usage in the entire United States. And 10.72% of our residents 12 years of age and older having toked on the herb in the past month.
Whoa. 10.72%?
10.72, count them.
Hmm, I wonder what it would be if it was age 40 and below instead of just everybody in New Hampshire.
Yeah,
like
I don't
20%
know.
20% then?
I don't know. It just said 12 years and older, and we're also top. We have more alcohol use here than anywhere else, which I also think is a good thing.
I don't know if that's a good. That's kind of a little frightening. I mean, if you want to have alcohol use in your own house, but the question is, do people drink and drive a lot in New Hampshire?
Not that I know of. This interesting thing about the article is it doesn't say anything about alcohol abuse being a major problem. It doesn't list our statistics for alcohol abuse or our statistics for pot abuse,
now,
or drug abuse.
Can you abuse pot?
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
It's always been one of my criteria for, like friendship or dating or something like that, is does the person drink? Because I feel like if they don't drink, they're a little pent up, you know? And I certainly don't want to date, and I'm not so sure I want to be friends, good, strong friends with it, somebody who doesn't drink. But now, Ian doesn't like drinking, right? He doesn't like the whole idea of drinking. Drinking's bad.
I've done it, but
he
don't like it because I don't like it.
He supports this pot smoking the whole way. Now, I'm, on the other hand, kind of like, well, you know, I support your right to smoke pot, and I certainly don't want to pay for you going to jail, but I'm not so sure that I like the sound of New Hampshire's the pot-smokingest state in America.
You guys are a bunch of authoritarians.
I'm not.
So, here's the reason. Here's just the logical reason why I like this. No, I don't like having drunk people walking around in front of me or driving around in front of me any more than the next guy. But if
right.
there's more pot usage going on, that means there's more support for pot legalization.
And this is true.
And if there's more drinking going on, that means there's more support for loosening the drinking laws. So there's a connection here between the use of the freedom and the desire to increase the amount of freedom.
Doesn't New Hampshire have state-run liquor stores?
It does. And I think that's bad, but you know, the alternative, I mean, these are stores that generate revenue in a consensual manner for the state. When they gave back our drinking rights back in the 30s, I guess they just did it by having the state run the liquor stores. I think that's bad. But
yeah, I agree with you. In fact, I think I heard a story, I don't know if it was on one of the Free State Project forums, about one of the locations of the state drinking store, state liquor store. It's apparently like right in the middle of one of the interstates there. Is that true?
I think most of the locations are pretty bad, personally. And see, that's
in the
because
middle
they don't,
of the interstate.
I mean, they don't have any competition, so of course they're going to do that.
I'd rather have their whatever profit it is they make, because you know that they've got to run these stores very poorly. I'd rather have whatever profit it is that they make per bottle made as an excise tax and allow any business who wants to sell liquor. There's plenty of states where you can walk into a 7-Eleven or a convenience store or whatever and buy a fifth of Jack.
Really?
Not here, right? It's not
in
Florida.
I think you can do that in New Hampshire to some extent. I don't know if it's 7-Eleven or not.
Hmm.
You can get a lot of alcohol at the grocery store, that's true.
Liquor?
I think so.
So the state only has...
You don't drink, do you?
Well, I don't drink much, no.
Yeah, it's clear. It's showing.
Yeah, anybody who drinks knows. Anybody who drinks knows exactly where they go to get their alcohol.
You could probably get beer and wine at grocery stores and things like that. But it's probably the liquor stores are. I mean, if what you're talking about, mostly states regulate liquor sales.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he just slipped.
I'm actually gonna turn my light off anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
he slipped on a martini.
So the good news. So just to recap, the good news is that over 10% of New Hampshireites admit to have smoked marijuana. Was that you said in the last month?
Within the last 4 weeks.
Within the last 4 weeks, 10% admit to it. Now, of course, the question is how many actually do it. I would say the actual number is probably higher than that.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, 1 in 10. That's pretty amazing. So I mean the corollary of that, the logical extension of this, is if drug laws are valid and the drug war is good, well, the drug warriors in New Hampshire have a real lofty goal. Now they have to arrest and put in prison, or at least put into the court system, one in every 10 New Hampshireites. Can we get real for a moment?
Apparently not.
What is the status, speaking of this issue, what's the status on the marijuana legalization bill up there in New Hampshire?
I don't know. It came up for hearing about 3 weeks ago. I wasn't at the hearing, and I haven't heard anything since. I do know that the person who proposed it is a representative from here in Keene, where I live. who is a vigorous opponent of the whole free state idea, but he's definitely with us on this one issue, and all of us have been trying to support him on this.
Has anyone actually talked to the guy?
I don't know.
Well, it's one thing.
Tim Robertson is the state rep's name, and then Chuck Weed is the other one. I mean, I've talked to Weed, but I haven't talked to him about the specific issue.
Right. It's one thing to say
that's the problem is too many people in New Hampshire are contacting Weed.
it's one thing to say that you support one of these guys, but it's another thing to give them a call and let them know that you're out there and ask them if there's anything you can do to help out.
I emailed them both.
Okay.
And I got an email back from Robertson. I've emailed with Robertson, and I've talked to Weed, but I just haven't spoken to both of them about this one issue.
I think it's an exciting development, and I think it bodes well for the future of New Hampshire as far as New Hampshire putting a nix on the war on drugs and ending it within that state. I think it's possible, and I think it's something that maybe we could achieve within the next 5 years.
Give it time.
Be nice. Anything else on your mind, sir?
Not too much. I'll give you a shout in the next few days. Probably we had an election today, but no results yet, and I'll call you about that, let you know how that went.
All righty, sir. Thanks for the update.
Take care.
800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. So we were talking about Larkin Rose, a tax freedom activist who promotes the 861 plan, which we basically says that you don't have to pay income tax. It's a voluntary thing, and the reason you don't have to is you're not dealing with foreign sources. If you're dealing with foreign sources or foreign income, then you do have to pay income tax. That's his argument. And he's been asking for years for the government to go ahead and bring an indictment against him. And finally, the government has gotten around to it 5 years later.
They don't do much fast, do they?
No, they don't. And part of the reason for that, I guess, allegedly, is that they let it build up. They let your penalties and that sort of thing build.
I feel that's so wrong.
Well, the tax system's wrong, period. Anyway, Larkin Rose, who has a website and distributes videos detailing his beliefs, argues that most Americans don't have income that's subject to taxation. When the tax system was implemented, he said, it was only meant to apply to income earned from things like foreign trade, not domestic work. Rose and his wife run a medical transcription business. Since they don't operate internationally, he said, none of the money they've earned from it is subject to the income tax. According to court documents, the Roses made more than $500,000 from 1998 to 2002. And that's only $100,000 a year. An arraignment in the case is expected within the next week or so. Assistant U.S. Attorney Floyd J. Bureaucrat Miller said this week that a jury would ultimately decide the merits of the Roses' positions. And get this quote, man, which we'll analyze this when we come back. Based on the law, this is a bureaucrat, he says, based on the law as I understand it, I think the overwhelming authority is that he's wrong. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. What does that mean? Coming back with more.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives in education.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number if you want to get interactive with us and talk about anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the live streaming there for you. If you don't have a way to tune in to a local radio station, well, get online, freetalklive.com. We get the broadband stream. We get the not-so-broadband stream. It's all there, and it's free at freetalklive.com. Now, we were talking about the tax situation, but again, it's your show. You can change the topic anytime. So let's go to Jason the Communist in San Diego. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Menwich. Hello.
Hey. Yeah. The point I wanted to make was about on drug legalization, and that I don't think that that the approach that a lot of people have been taking toward
legalization sound just like David
is really work.
No, he doesn't. You interrupted him.
I'm sorry.
You
sounded so much like the guy in New Hampshire that was just on. I was confused.
Well, to me, it seems that what nearly needs the way to sell drug legalization, I think, is really got to be one of anti-corruption. And, you know, with all of these, you know, stories now coming out and the revelations that, you know, that the government has been involved in smuggling drugs into the country in order to, you know, fund different covert operations, especially by the CIA, I think that that's really what needs to be brought out. And once it becomes a, you know, an anti-corruption issue, then it will be legalized. But, I mean, even though the arguments about, you know, just, you know, having freedom to control your own body, which I think and ultimately is a valid argument, but I just don't think that that's going to work. It's really got to be one of, you know, hey, you know, the government is putting people in jail for what they're selling them.
I don't think Americans are
wrong.
You know, the vast majority of Americans get their news from e-television. You know, I mean, it's Entertainment Tonight is where they get their news from. I just don't think they care if CIA agents are smuggling marijuana in from Honduras. I just don't think it's an issue to them.
Differ. I think that if Dan Rather, you know, if CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox were all, you know, forced to, you know, report, you know, what's really going on, and that there's government involvement in smuggling drugs into this country, that we'd have a totally different story. There'd be so much outrage that it would probably nearly, you know, they'd throw the bums out. They'd want to do that, and we'd have to legalize.
It's just an accusation, too, Jason. I mean, it's difficult. It's a difficult to prove to somebody because you'd have to have papers, and,
you
spend a lot of time. Hold on. And what my point of view is that you can tell them, you can logic with them the danger that the drug laws in this country put them and their family in due to increased violence and gangs and all that stuff. I like the you're in danger because of these silly laws angle. That's personally mine.
Now, I think that I think both of them are very, very valid points. I agree with Jason in that, yeah, if all of a sudden tomorrow night 60 Minutes went on the air with a huge expose on the CIA, you can damn well bet it's going to have an effect on the national opinion of the war on drugs.
Lots
I agree with that.
Sure.
Good luck getting them to do that is the other part.
Yes.
I think that as far as
well, I think that it starts with, you know, at the grassroots. You got to have people, you know, getting the word out there. You know, this is what's going on.
Well, that's what we're doing.
You know, radio shows everything. Exactly, just like this show.
Right, but unfortunately, ABC and NBC don't care about the grassroots. It doesn't matter how many letters you write.
I think that you guys could cause a big enough stink that, you know, that you know, slowly they would have to report something. I mean,
well, Jason, then you're going to have to. Then it's going to hurt you to do this, but you'd have to call your local radio stations and ask them to add Free Talk Live.
Oh, that really hurt me pretty bad. Now, I wouldn't be, you know, against doing something like that.
Well, then that's the only way this is going to. Free Talk Live wants to be number one. Okay, right now we're up against basically our competition out there right now is the female Rush Limbaugh. She's on right now, and you've got the bigot, the racist bigot, Michael Savage. He's on
right
now.
There's some ugly fat chick that's stealing Rush's material.
I don't think she's fat. Laura Ingraham.
He's saying that Rush Limbaugh is fat, so therefore
Rush Limbaugh's lost a lot of weight after all that drug use,
but he's still a little jowly.
Yeah.
but I really do think that it's got to be. You know, it's got to be the corruption angle, and I think that it's not.
I think it's got to be. I think it's got to be tailored to the listener. I think it's got to be. If you're talking to somebody and you want to persuade them on this issue, the corruption angle might be the best choice, depending on their personality. The keep your kids safe at night might be the best choice. The Manwich approach. The this costs too much might be a good approach for like a conservative who's concerned about money. There's also, as you mentioned, Jason, the it's your body, do what you want, which might be a good approach for a liberal, that sort of thing. So I think you should be qualifying your prospects, and I definitely agree that we need to get the message out there. All four of those messages and whatever other ways we could approach it need to get out there, not just one.
No, I really do think that the corruption angle has got to be the one that you play up.
Fair enough, Jason. So call up your local radio stations and get them to add Free Talk Live, and then once we're on across the United States on hundreds of stations, you can call up and talk about the corruption angle, and then it'll make a difference.
Well, I think that talking about it, you know, right here, right now is making a difference.
I agree. We are making a difference right now. I'm just saying we could make more of a difference with your help, Jason.
He just wants you to call your radio station.
Jason, have you voted for Free Talk Live at freetalklive.com?
No, I haven't.
All right, go to freetalklive.com and click right above the archive section. It says vote for FTL, and then give us your vote there, and it'll help us out with the podcast world. And that way the podcast community can find out the truth about the war on drugs.
Well, you know, just one last thing. I just want to say this is a fact. If you take that... take a look at the look of, you know, that Maxine Waters has done. If you run a Google on, you know, CIA drugs, Maxine Waters, I'm sure that you'll get, you know, some interesting hits. I mean, it's factual that the CIA is bringing in these drugs.
Yeah, from what I've been told, it is factual. Of course, Gary Webb was the man who outed the CIA, and there's a whole book about it. So if you want to read through the facts.
Man, though, I would say that, you know, there is definitely been people that talked about the story before. I mean, that movie Air America got into how the CIA was dealing heroin, you know, out of the Golden Triangle in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, I mean, this goes way back. In fact, you know, Italy was
sure.
One of the first...
You don't even have to support it with current evidence if you want to. You could go back to prohibition of alcohol and point out the obvious corruption that exists and, you know, just say, look, it existed back then with alcohol. What makes you think it doesn't exist today with marijuana / cocaine / whatever else? So
you know,
I totally agree with you, Jason.
Well,
we're in agreement again, Jason. This is unprecedented.
Well, I'd also say that, you know, that if you really do believe in, if people out there really believe in free markets and they think that they're a conservative and they believe in that, then, I mean, that's the ultimate hypocrisy then.
You're absolutely
right. Because you really don't believe in free markets because you think that it's okay to regulate drugs.
You're
you
correct
know,
about
and that. That's right.
If you believe in a free market, you have to be for the repeal of all regulations, period. Jason?
Well, I would definitely say if you want to be consistent, you know, in that type of thinking.
That's what we're here for. We're here for consistency. Jason, thanks for the call, man.
Okay.
Good call. 800-259-9231. Isn't that amazing, Manwich?
What?
Jason the communist agreeing with a couple of free marketeers.
Well, everybody's a libertarian to some extent or another.
That's a great point. Yeah.
It really is true.
And wherever we agree, and it's a great example of how even though one night we might have had a knockdown, drag out fight with Jason on the air, which we've done in the past about communism versus the free market,
mm-hmm.
The next night we treat our callers with so much respect on this show. Any other caller might have just tuned out at that point after getting off the line with a knockdown, drag out fight like we've had in the past. But Jason calls back. He calls back, and then we agree with him the next week on a different issue. And I just think that's it's a neat little aspect to Free Talk Live that most talk shows just...
And he's right. You can't be a conservative without supporting the free market.
If you're a true fiscal conservative, you also have to support people's right to do with themselves what they choose. I mean, if you're a true fiscal conservative and you want to have a free market economy, then that means that you have to allow people to sell sex. And you have to allow people to sell drugs. And that means you have to allow them to take them and have sex. Leave them alone, and they'll leave you alone. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. You take control. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control and bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Log on, check out the BBS. There's 6,000 posts from, what, 350 posters that we have, people registered to?
Over 375 now.
375. Yeah. Man, it just grows by leaps
really
and bounds. People posting things there all the time. Some of them are comical. Some of them are very serious about different issues, news items.
They're all over the map.
We also post all of the news stories we read.
That's correct. So go there, freetalklive.com. And also, don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or get on their website at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. One of the Free State Project members, a man by the name of Larkin Rose, has been indicted. recently. Now, I don't think he was arrested, but he's been indicted, which means he needs to show up to court and defend himself. They are charging him with 5 years' worth of tax evasion. He has he's earned, allegedly, $500,000 within that five-year period. They're going after him for, like, 5 years in jail and $125,000 in fines. And so the bureaucrat who's in charge of the case, Assistant U.S. Attorney Floyd J. Miller, said that ultimately a jury would decide on the merits of the Roses' positions. Now, just to recap, the Larkin Rose and his wife are coming from this 861 angle. There's a section in the tax code called Section 861, and they allege, and it's very interesting if you go and look at their website, 861.info, whether or not it's true or not, the allegation is that you aren't required to pay income tax. Now, most people have heard that before. I mean, most people who've heard anything of the tax freedom movement have heard it's voluntary, right? Well, they're saying that the reason you're not required is because it only applies to foreign sources of income, not domestic. So if I'm dealing with you, Manwich, and you're paying me money, then we don't have to report that income. That's not income that can be taxed.
Do you think that...
That's what they're saying.
Obviously, the state's going to bring a case against that. But do you think at any point in their arguments, the state's going to say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you absolutely can't find this man innocent, because if you find him innocent, then nobody's got to pay taxes. And ladies and gentlemen, if nobody has to pay taxes, all of our everything we've got here is just going to screech to a halt.
No, they won't put it that way. They'll just say that the law is the law. The law is that you have to pay income tax.
But the law isn't the law if they can't prove the law is the law.
Well, he's excited about this. Larkin Rose excited about getting in front of a courtroom and being able to state his case. However much the judge allows is going to be a whole other question, because the judges tend to go right along with the old IRS and the U.S. Attorney's Office when it comes to these cases. Mm-hmm. So odds are he's going to be railroaded and shoved into prison. But it's going to be an interesting case to follow, that's for sure. Now, what I found...
There was just an anti-IRS court case decided here recently. I can't remember what it was. It was basically that the IRS can't demand your records.
That's true. It was actually a court case that was thrown out, and as a result of it being thrown out, the legal result of it being thrown out is that the IRS, what you're talking about, the IRS, whenever they send you a summons or they send you some sort of official-looking document, it's a, you know, on the IRS letterhead, and it's from so-and-so from the IRS, and it says you have to do this and this, and you have to report here with your, so we can audit you, etc.
Or you're going to die.
Unless it's backed, the decision was, unless that is backed up by a federal court order, it is voluntary. It is just a request at that point. Even if it says you must, it's just a request. They don't have the authority to force you into doing those things. That's what that court case said, and that was a pretty important case, and who knows, maybe this could end up being a landmark case as well. The most interesting part of this whole article about it, though, is what U.S. Attorney Floyd J. Miller said. He said this about the Rose's positions. Based on the law as I understand it, I think the overwhelming authority is that he's wrong. What kind of wordplay is that?
Overall authority.
I think the overwhelming authority is that he's wrong. Based on the law as I understand it, I think the overwhelming authority is that he's wrong. Why not just say, well, according to the law, he's wrong. The law says this is wrong. Why not just come out and make it straightforward?
Everybody's paid taxes all along since then, so this must not be true? Is that what authority would be? Precedent kind of thing?
He's just saying that if the way I read this is overwhelming authority means if you ask a bunch of authority figures what they think about the tax code, they'll say that he's wrong. But if you actually look at the tax code itself, you might find out that he's right. And that's what Larkin Rose is going to be doing. He's going to be trying to prove with the actual law itself, show in the courtroom
code,
what the law
is. Really law, right?
Yeah, that's a question for the lawyers. I don't know what the real difference is there. If
one of those things that makes me happy that Mr. Larkin is going up in front of
yeah, exactly.
me.
Yeah, exactly. He's ready for
God
this.
God bless him, but
yeah, best of luck to him. We're going to be following the case, absolutely, here on
this
show.
We'll give him all the press we can.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. If you've got a comment, or maybe you can translate the difference between law versus code. Anyway, so I think, again, what he's saying there, he's just kind of being crafty. He's dodging, dodging coming out and saying, well, the law says this, because then he might be able to be proven wrong. So he's saying, the overwhelming authority So all the authorities in the world, the IRS, the executive branch, all the people who care about collecting taxes would say Larkin Rose is wrong. But then they'd be ignoring the law, according to Larkin Rose.
They're going
to
end up begging, the state's going to end up begging the jury, please, you gotta find this guy guilty or America's going to crumble. I'm sure that's what they're going to do.
It's going to be interesting. And we want to hear from you, 800-259-9231. Coming up, we promised it, unless you want to interrupt the show, sex with a 17-year-old student, a male student by a female teacher, not illegal. This is Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. And start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. But if you want to do it, you better do it now because we're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. We do it six nights a week, though, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern, and then Saturday, the Saturday show, which is live from 7 to 10 Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And be sure you get on the website at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates whenever there's something new to announce about the show. You'll be one of the first to know if you're part of the updates list. So, been promising it since the start of the show, and here it is. Westside High School teacher in South Carolina has been suspended with pay after police said they found her in with a 17-year-old student, male student, in a parked vehicle. Prosecutor Chrissy Adams says 33-year-old Donna Carr Galloway will not face criminal charges because of the student's age. Adams says authorities can file criminal sexual conduct with a minor charge in cases involving children younger than 16. in South Carolina. An Anderson County Sheriff's report says Galloway was found with a male student at about 11:30 Friday night at a boat ramp. So it wasn't even during school hours.
Make it out of the boat ramp.
Anderson District 5 superintendent. I wonder what where did she meet the guy? I mean, okay,
school?
He's 17. He could have been out and about on his own.
She just liked the way his duffel bag hung off his shoulder while he was walking through the hall.
But what I mean by that is, where did she go and meet up with him in order to get to the boat ramp? Did they both rendezvous at the boat ramp? Did she come to the parents' house and pick him up for a study session? You know, what was
maybe he went to the mall.
That could be it as well. Anyway, according to superintendent bureaucrat Betty Bagley, the teen had never attended Westside and apparently met her outside of school activities. So she wasn't the guy wasn't even a student.
Okay.
So there you go.
It's not quite as sick as it could be.
No, it's not. But what it brings up and what we don't have time to discuss is the age of consent and how it's different according to what state you're in and how I think that's silly. But we won't get into that. Although, Manwich, you had something that was pressing, something you wanted to get out there tonight.
Well, I wanted to talk for a minute, and I guess that's about how long we have to talk, about the podcasting rating system that we have going and its importance to Free Talk Live. I want our listeners to go to Free Talk Live and vote for us on the Podcast Alley. Is that the name of the site?
PodcastAlley.com.
Now, this is basically the only site that it's certainly the number one site that rates podcasts
in
the world.
This is the site that the media goes to find out who the best podcasts are.
Right, and the number one slot has received a lot of acclaim.
USA Today article.
USA Seattle
Times.
CNN.
Front page USA Today.
They've received a lot of acclaim.
Right.
And it's awful. I mean, it's an awful amateurish show. And we intend to displace them, but we're having trouble getting our listeners to go and vote for us. All these other podcasting purists who want to keep it for the amateurs, you know, they want podcasting to be for the amateurs. They're voting against us. They're voting us down.
The voting system's changed. They can't vote us down anymore.
But we've received so many.
They're voting everyone else up.
Right. They'll vote anybody else up. So in effect, they're voting us down, right?
Well,
then shut up. All right. So the fact of the matter is all these purists are voting against us.
They want podcasting to be underground. They don't want it to be mainstream.
They
want to
take their pet dinosaur on the ride with them on the steam engine to the local blacksmith shop.
So what you're saying is if you like Free Talk Live, you should go to freetalklive.com, look right above the archive section, and click Vote for FTL. It'll take you 30 seconds to fill out the voting form.
It will help us immeasurably.
Absolutely.
I'm not trying to sell you a book.
Are we begging for votes?
I am begging for votes.
All right, give them up. Freetalklive.com. We'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And again, freetalklive.com is the place to be.
If you're talking...